This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
The Live Friday edition. You are welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind this Friday evening. And, well, we'll take your calls because we call it Free Talk Live. We don't do that for nothing. By the way, it's Mark here this evening.
And Chris.
And Michael will be joining us very shortly. Ian is off at a candidates event. Just one more candidate event as he's running for state senator here in New Hampshire in the Libertarian Party. I wish one more, and he will finally be prepared to take on the seat and to be our new state senator. No, this isn't a waste of time. He's not running all hither and nigh for, I don't know, nothing. No, this is important. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. So, apparently there's been some Halloween controversies out there, and you thought Halloween was over. You thought you didn't have to think about this stuff anymore. It's getting weirder as time goes by. Al Roker, do you know who this is, Chris?
I heard the name before.
Al Roker is a weatherman on NBC.
Is he still around?
The Today Show. Yes, he is.
Okay.
I know that because I'm going to read the article. but, I mean, Al Roker of weathermen, I know a few weathermen's name, and Al Roker is one of them. So he's a pretty darn famous weatherman.
Right.
And apparently he got in some trouble. And I'm not exactly sure why, but let's read the article here from Kron4, that's KRON4.com. Today's show meteorologist and co-host Al Roker took to social media after complaints about him dressing as a white character for Halloween. Al Roker is black. Sorry. Forgot to mention that for you folks. NBC canceled. Now this is talking about Megyn Kelly, and I had to look up this story. I didn't know about this either, so I'm going to read that story for you in a minute here. But apparently NBC canceled Megyn Kelly's show last week after she made what many viewed as offensive comments about blackface Halloween costumes. I'm going to read these comments, and they're not offensive. Okay, you might look at them as ignorant, but they're not offensive. I don't think they're ignorant either, but fine, the case may be. On Wednesday, Roker and the rest of the Today team dressed as 80s-inspired costumes for their show. He appeared as Back to the Future's Doc Brown, a character played by white actor Christopher Lloyd. Now, since Christopher Lloyd is deceased, he could not be reached to self-identify as white or black, and to comment as to whether or not he is in any way, shape, or form offended by Al Roker's portrayal of him. This portrayal is spot on. I don't think Al put this whole costume together because this is a detailed and a great costume. He didn't fool me. Like, I knew it wasn't Christopher Lloyd, but it's nonetheless very detailed. Lots of stuff in the pockets, right? He's got the remote control thing, the full white jumpsuit deal. He's got a DeLorean. That's a pretty big deal. Also, I'm going to guess, let's see, Doc Brown Wednesday, Dylan Dreyer appears as Marty McFly. I don't know who Dylan Dreyer is. I probably should have looked this up. If this is a Today Show host, a woman, Dylan is a woman, appearing as Marty McFly, she is appearing as a man. She is a pair. She is wearing man face, and that doesn't seem to be a problem. However, Al Roker showing up as Christopher Lloyd, which again, no one's asked Christopher Lloyd if he's a white person, is a problem because Al Roker is in white face. And this is a problem because Megyn Kelly made a comment that I'll get to in a minute. So Roker, who had spoken out against Kelly's comments, so he came on against Kelly's comments, that doesn't change my opinion. My opinion is that Al Roker should be able to dress up as this guy, Christopher Lloyd, what Doc, whomever, from Doc Brown, excuse me, Doc Brown from Back to the Future, even if he's got crappy opinions. Now, I think what's happening here is that his crappy opinions are being turned back on him, and he probably doesn't like that very much. Let's see. Al Roker, Megyn Kelly, it's terrible to even suggest that it's okay for a white person to go as a black character for Halloween, one person tweeted. Also, Al Roker goes as Doc Brown, a white character from a movie for Halloween, hashtag hypocrites, hashtag whiteface. But Roker did not appear in whiteface and defended his character choice on Twitter. So he appeared as Doc Brown, but he didn't put white. He did not wear a makeup to make himself appear more
genuine.
More Caucasian. So he was a black Doc Brown, if that makes a difference to anyone anywhere. Roker tweets here. I'm going to say this one last time, but folks who get it understand, the ones who don't, won't, he tweeted. I can be Doc Brown, I wear the outfit and the wig, and not change my skin color. If you're white, you can be President Obama if you want. Just don't color your skin. So, okay. Why? I just don't understand why this the skin tone thing particularly matters. Look, it wouldn't offend me as somebody who other people might call white if this guy goes on and, has white, more pale skin. When Dave Chappelle did his iconic white newsman bit, have you ever seen this, Chris?
No.
All you have to do is look it up. Dave Chappelle, white newsman on YouTube, and you'll see really great comedy performed by a great comedian and performance artist. And he wears a wig, it's a sort of blondish hair, kind of blondy red, and Dave Chappelle isn't going to pass for a white guy, I don't care how white you make his skin. But he talks in a sort of affected white voice and attempts to be, he's very humorous. Because he's funny. He's got a stick up his butt kind of newsman.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he deals with a weatherman at one point or another who's a lot like Al Roker. And, I don't know. Yes, I guess I'm one of those, Al, that doesn't get it. I don't get it that there's a difference between lightening or darkening your skin. Now let's talk about what Megyn Kelly did before we get to the break here, because I think it's important. Iconic, let's see, Megyn Kelly, basically, I can't read this whole article in that amount of time, but I can give you the gist. Basically, Megyn Kelly's like, what's wrong with blackface if you dress up as somebody? So, if you, for instance, she says, the iconic Diana Ross came up as an example, Kelly wrote, in her apology, after she sort of said, what's the problem? To me, I thought, why would it be controversial for someone dressing up as Diana Ross to make herself look like this amazing woman as a way of honoring and respecting her? After reflecting, Kelly told her colleagues in the letter, realize now that this behavior is indeed wrong, and I am sorry. The history
Wait,
of
what?
Of blackface in our culture is abhorrent, and the wounds too deep.
Well, her comment didn't seem like it was that. Like, why would that be a problem? That comment,
because she was somebody maybe who self-identifies as white, right?
Okay.
Now, by the way, it doesn't matter how you self-identify. This Rachel Donacell in the past, the former NAACP leader in, I think it was Oregon, who was, I don't know, some people say she was a white lady dressing as a black lady and running the NAACP. And she obviously self-identifies as black. But it doesn't seem to matter. It matters what other people think you are. And so Megyn Kelly, I guess, I think she's white, fine, I don't care. But apparently she's broken the rules. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talking about another manufactured moment of hate, brought to you by the mainstream media. More things that you have to be worried about, because God knows this senseless crap is important. while your country is $22 trillion in debt and your grandchildren are going to be in debt slavery to, maniacs who are running Washington, D.C. So it's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Yep. And you can call in about whatever you want. I'm talking about the Megyn Kelly, Al Roker controversy surrounding blackface. Apparently there's somebody from the Real Housewives of New York who's involved in it. Luana de Lesseps. I've got to say I find the whole thing dizzying. I don't know who I'm supposed to be mad at and why. And, maybe you can help me out. Maybe you can let me know who I'm supposed to be upset at for, besmirching the good name of races everywhere. As though races have helped us in any way, right? Like this whole artificial, designation based on the amount of melanin in your skin, your ancestors, the majority of them's proximity to the equator. This is really important stuff.
Now, Mark, I got a question for you. So
sure.
Is it inappropriate to dress up as a woman as a guy?
No, clearly not.
It's not?
No.
It's not okay. Okay, and the same was vice versa?
It's funny to dress up. Generally, you can dress up as a guy, you can dress up as a woman to show, A, how well you can do it, or B, how funny it is if you do it. So those two things are acceptable. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm trying to comprehend the whole, when you can and cannot do it. Because I would think if you can't. So wait, if you're black, you can do white or you can't do white?
I think that that's up to interpretation. I'm certainly not going to have a problem with it. That's the thing, is that I don't understand enough of this to be able to tell you. I am not upset that Al Roker...
it seems there's different standards.
That I think is true, and I think that you'll find people that say that there are different standards, and the reason there are different standards is because history dictates blah, blah, blah. Right? Things have occurred in the past.
But haven't women been, if we say it's black people have been oppressed.
Yep.
Okay, which I'm not going to argue in the past. Sure. And wouldn't we also have to come to the same conclusion with women? So why is it okay for a man to dress up as a woman then and not the other,
I don't know. I can tell you that there was a time in British theater, at least at this.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking of, actually.
Right. In British theater, men dressed up as women because it was considered to be inappropriate for women to be on the stage. Being an actor was a pretty disreputable career choice. And, women being on the stage was not acceptable. And many times men would play women. Now, I learned this from a fiction book, King Rat, but I believe it to be true. nonetheless.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, I think that's so. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that for whatever reason, the history isn't there, the outrage isn't there, the ire isn't there. But I know that it would have been, when Megyn Kelly's talking about when she was little, dressing up and putting a little makeup on to darken yourself wouldn't have been a problem. There's no doubt that friends of mine dressed up as Indians.
Oh yeah,
and darkened their skin to do it. They weren't doing it to be, mean to Indians. They were just like, there's only a few Halloween choices out there. And Indian's the one I'm going to pick. Like, seriously, we didn't do... If you were going to do the sort of homemade costume thing, there weren't many things to do. There were pirates, there were Indians, there were cowboys, there were ghosts, there were witches. I'm about done here. There just weren't that many things. It was one of those sort of traditional outfits that people did. And I never heard anybody say anything about that. But somewhere along the line, it became highly offensive. I don't think most Indians would find it offensive. I think that people find it offensive on behalf of most Indians.
Mm.
And there are certainly some, Native Americans who would find it offensive, probably because they're attempting to negotiate for more benefits for some group of Native Americans.
It seems like it would be a traditional dress that you're basically doing. It's not like your Native Americans are going around dressing, in Native dress, right?
the Native Americans, probably for festivals and events, but generally not.
Right. So, like, it doesn't... It seems like it wouldn't or it shouldn't be that terribly offensive. It's not like...
For somebody to dress up like that?
In a costume? Sure.
I've heard the argument. Let me posit the counter. So in many cases, these are religious events in which people dress up. They, I will not claim to understand Native American religion. But, the counter would be, how would y'all feel if we dressed up as the Pope? And my
don't
answer
people
is
people already do that.
Well, same. I think you're allowed to dress up as the Pope if you're the proper color. Like this, what this is fundamentally this is a accepted and proffered form of societal racism, right? Like you can do X as long as you have the proper cred. Is the idea. And I just reject it out of hand. I support Al Roker dressing up as Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Not a problem in my mind. Not a problem that is, it looks to be a female co-host dresses up as Marty McFly, a male. Not a problem that Megyn Kelly defends the notion, just sort of asks a question and provides a weak defense for the notion of, I don't know what happened here. Let's see. There's this controversy on the Real Housewives of New York of a Luann DeLeps. She dressed up as Diana Ross, and she made her skin look darker than it really was, and people said that that was racist. I don't know just by that statement, I don't know what color this lady is. Like, a white person could make their skin darker, but then that would really be putting on blackface. But what if this person is of ethnic, an ethnic mix, and then what? Just decides to make their skin darker. But now putting on the wrong base makeup in the morning, ladies, is a racist act. I don't want to live in a world where it's just so full of landmines. I don't know. Now, I guess now it is. You simply cannot make your skin darker. There was an old controversy with Ted Danza when he's dating Whoopi Goldberg. I don't know if you're aware of this. Whoopi Goldberg's black. Ted dresses up in blackface and receives a great deal of problems about it. Pretty clear, Ted is not a racist, right? He's not with Whoopi Goldberg for her looks. He loves that person, and she's black, so he loves a black person. Pretty clear he's not a racist, but it was a problem. Can somebody explain it to me? Maybe I'm just not ready for 2018. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
But I heard President Obama speak today. I had to listen. I was in the plane. I had nothing else to do. And I heard him talk about telling the truth. He was talking about you have to tell the truth. And yet 28 times he said you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor. You can keep your plan if you like your plan. They were all lies. Over and over again you heard that. Just use it to pass a terrible healthcare plan that we are decimating strike by strike.
President Trump's comments at a Make America Great rally, this one being held in West Virginia,
Now, former President Barack Obama was campaigning in Miami, Florida, as the president said there. Let's take a listen to how Obama handled a heckler.
Here's the deal. If you support the other candidate, then you should go support the other candidate.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Friday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Liberty Dollar 2 has released its limited LD20 token. And Free Talk Live is giving away 10 of them. It's a $350 value. That's 10 at once, by the way. Each LD20 token is backed by an ounce of silver, a gorgeous 0.999 fine silver round, just like Liberty Dollar was famous for. If you're not familiar with the Liberty Dollar round, you can, A, take my word for it that it's one of the most beautiful silver pieces ever minted, or B, you can go look on the internet and make a decision for yourself. Liberty Dollar Coin, if you want to take a look. To, by the way, I think coin might be a legal term. Liberty Dollar Round. There you go. To enter send an email to contest@freetalklive.com. Put LD2 in the subject line and include a number in the body between 1 and 1,000. Again, to enter, send an email to with LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. The winner will be selected on November 5th. In the event of a tie, the prize will be split. That's contest@freetalklive.com. Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up your wallet to receive your prize. You'll find out more at ld2coin.io about all that stuff. And anybody can win so long as it's not you and me, Chris.
Oh, darn.
There you go. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Samantha calling in from New York. Samantha, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thank you guys for your radio show. I've been listening for just over 5 years now, and you guys are all awesome.
Thank you.
I'm calling based on the whole, like, costume, blackface, all that crap.
Okay.
I really think the whole thing is asinine.
Okay.
I first came in contact with all of this and, like, thought about all this back when I was trying to pick out a costume for my daughter. She's okay. going to be two.
She's going to be two?
She,
right.
Yeah, and she loves Moana. And everyone on the internet was like, no, 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 you shouldn't dress your child like that because your child's white and Moana's not white. She's Polynesian. And I just thought that was insane.
Who is Moana? You got to help me out with this.
Moana is like this little island Polynesian girl. And like it's like a movie, a big kids movie now. It's on Netflix. And
okay.
She was watching it like every day at the time and she just loved it. And I thought that would be a perfect thing. And people were just like, no, you can't dress her like that. She's not Polynesian, so you shouldn't dress her like that.
Yeah, that. I guess in one way, right? You don't want your child to be the center of some kind of controversy. You just want her to dress up like she wants to be able to dress up. On the other hand, it's sad. It's really,
really
sad, people, when some. You know, a young person who doesn't really understand race, right? Doesn't have the whole cultural context that, well, whomever's looking at the costume might have, and just simply wants to dress up like they want to dress up. My son has an array of costumes that he's had over the years. I think, he's had a Captain America one, he's had an Iron Man one, he's had a Spider-Man one, and his most recent Avengers one. This year he dressed up as a clone trooper, which I gotta say, dressing up as one of the dark minions of an evil overlord really kind of bugs me, but whatever. The one that he had last year was Black Panther. Now, he didn't wear a Black Panther wig. He didn't put dark makeup on. He just wore a mask of a character who happens to be black. And he never
Uh-oh.
Had... Yeah, nobody nobody said anything about it. It was kind of funny to see his little white hands sticking out of Black Panther up, by the way. He didn't have his gloves on all the time. I guess I've had this problem too. I wasn't thinking about that when we were reading this article. But I thought about it when he was looking at his costume, and I decided, you know what, I'm not going to rob my son of the joy that he has surrounding this character. He was excited about Black Panther, the movie was coming out, and he was just hyped. So he wanted to dress up as Black Panther, and he did. And in the case of your daughter, it's sad that a two-year-old can't dress up as her favorite character. I wish I knew more about the character, but I don't, because then I would be sadder that something was missed here.
Well, yeah, and they might as well just outlaw all bronzers and outlaw all these tanning salons and everything if they really want to get rid of blackface, because. What are we all doing? We're turning blacker when we go tanning because our melanin is getting increased, So
don't give them any ideas.
That's the only difference, really.
Yeah, suddenly tanning is now racist. And, consequently, apparently, one would have to say that then skin lightening. So there's these skin lightening products out there. Michael Jackson got a hold of a whole batch of it, in some way, manner or another. And they, you can lighten your skin. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend darkening your skin either. I think that your skin's probably at its healthiest the color that it is. If you're going to spend time in the sun, you probably should do a little gradually bring yourself out longer and longer. You should wear sunscreen frankly, everybody can use sunscreen under certain circumstances, but the lighter you are, the more likely you should use sunscreen. But these are the only thoughts I have surrounding people's skin tone is a sort of a practical solution. I'm of somewhat Irish descent. There are people who are of Irish descent that'll just like burst into flames in the sunlight. They're that pale. They look like be careful out there. Wear a big hat. What's that?
We call it a lobster tan.
Yeah, wear a big hat, Samantha.
More red. Yeah,
that's right. Thanks for the call, Samantha. Appreciate it.
No problem.
It's actually a pretty good call for once.
Yeah, 855-450-3733. You mean for once, calls coming in and having a thought, or do you know Samantha personally?
No. I mean, the caller actually has something to say and a thought.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So for me, I see this whole controversy that seemed to have started in some manner or another with this Luann de Lesseps, and I looked her up. She looks... I don't know. I'm going to call her white if we're going to have this conversation. I would prefer not to be shoved into a conversation about who's white and who's black. I don't think that it's my place to decide those things.
What difference does it make?
Well, it makes a difference to someone, I can assure you. She decides to dress up as Diana Ross. One would presume because she likes Diana Ross. I like Diana Ross.
I would think so.
That's my thought. And she apparently darkened her skin to some extent. Now, again, I don't know what ethnicity she is. I don't know if she's just light. I know that there's this ongoing thing in certain communities about how dark their skin is, how light their skin is. There's the brown paper bag test in the black community. I know that Indians have this northern and southern thing about being light and dark. And I'm not going to claim to know any of that stuff. I can tell you that in the communities in which I grew up, the skin color may have been something that somebody might have joshed you about, you know, that people might joke about, like, you're Italians, or hey, what do you think about that, right? There might be some jokes, and, you know, people could joke about people's ethnicity, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't, generally, people weren't thought of as better or worse based on the color of their skin or where they were born or anything like that. And I'm just guessing that you probably want as few people as possible judging people based on the color of their skin. So if you want that, don't judge people based on the color of their skin. End of story. Let people wear the costumes they want. I will agree. Absolutely, positively, there are rude Halloween costumes out there. That there's ones, like, I don't know, you could dress up like an Indian, like you could put a little bandana around and one feather in your hat and then carry around a bottle of Jim Beam and act drunk. That would be really rude.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know what one would do to dress up, maybe be a black guy in a prison outfit. That would probably be pretty rude. There's ways to be rude.
Yeah, if it wasn't a specific character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're dressing up a specific character, I just don't quite see it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to call me out here. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you like to
to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's Friday edition. It is Mark with you.
And Chris.
And you can call in about anything that's on your mind. We just spent the last three segments talking about a controversy surrounding Halloween, dressing up for Halloween, whether or not you can darken your skin, lighten your skin for a Halloween costume, you know, what that is and what that means. So you're welcome to comment on that. The number is 855-450-3733. Do you operate a retail business, and are you looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier. Thanks to AnyPay.global, there's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, if you're almost done. So if you've got a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet address to our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That is a URL, http://. AnyPay.global. You don't have to type those things in. You just go to your browser and you type in AnyPay.global. You'll get there. And it is, yeah, it's point-of-sale software for everyone. And they make it very, very easy for you. AnyPay.global. Chris,
yeah.
Apparently the EU is making it easier for people to do things online and to make money, right?
No.
No, they never do that.
No.
Never, never, never.
No.
If you want to know what the next crackdowns are going to look like when it comes to the internet on supply side, go to the EU. Demand side, go to China.
This is a story about censorship that I brought in here.
It always is.
Yeah. So I have a story from Torrent Freak about internet, what's happening in the EU. And the story is phrased as a question. Will internet services block Europeans to avoid upload filters?
So that's my what?
That's the question. Will internet services block Europeans?
Europeans. Okay. I thought it was my peons.
So like YouTube,
I had to have no peons.
YouTube would be a good example of an internet service.
Okay.
Block Europeans to avoid upload filters.
Got it.
So, earlier this year, there was a massive uproar.
It really should just say, will Europeans use VPN services, virtual private networks, to get around whatever the stupid new rule is?
Well, ultimately, if sites start blocking your appearance, and they already have, I'll give you a little hint. There's been a number of news sites, I believe Hollywood, something Hollywood, and okay. some a bunch of them have actually already started blocking people from the EU to prevent them from accessing their site because of a different law that did pass called the GDPR, or General Data Protection Regulation. And so it's already happening. Now, this is basically going to this could take it a step further, though. Earlier this year, there was a massive uproar bordering on full-blown panic about Europe's new privacy regulations. The GDPR introduced thorough data protections for Europeans, which applies to all sites
data
and services
protections.
Yep. That serve European users. So the GDPR is basically a law that attempts to extend Europe's jurisdiction to anybody who may have a product or service or website where a person in Europe can access it.
Yeah, okay. Of course it does.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically...
That's how governments are.
Yeah. If you, I don't know, put prices in euros or you, oh, I don't know, maybe advertise in Spanish... That yeah. might make you liable for complying with the GDPR, which has all sorts. It's a very burdensome set of regulations in regards to basically collection of data on your users. And you basically, you know, if you collect a name, for example, you then have to hire somebody, basically like a lawyer and people to make sure you're in compliance with these regulations.
Is it this particular set of rules that like earlier this year, not even that long ago, maybe a couple of months ago,
yeah.
basically every site suddenly gave you their cookies policy again?
Yes. That's exactly this one. When all those hundreds of emails you got a couple weeks ago, probably, or a couple months ago, I should say.
Yeah.
That was it.
They're still trickling in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. Suddenly, tens of thousands of websites around the globe had to make sure that they weren't crossing any lines with their data collection policies. As a result, people received a flurry of emails asking them to update their email subscriptions or agree to new terms. So, yeah. While the mass hysteria has faded now, the fallout is still noticeable. But there's still sites that are reacting to those regulations because
yeah.
there are still sites that are still blocking EU people from the EU because they're not in compliant. And I suspect they may never become compliant, but at least the message that is being given to users is they're not in compliance yet, so they're blocking. Being blocked.
You have to, as a business
person, at least some of them.
Or, you know, somebody who's, you know, got a going concern, going organization, you have to ask yourself, are Europeans worth it to my business model, whatever that business model is, to follow the rules that their union, their federation, their federal government has put in place for me?
And in many cases, the answer is no.
Right. If the answer is no, so free
talk live. So they block you.
We haven't heard anything about this stuff. I haven't seemed to have any problems, but whatever. If, you know, Free Talk Live, you know, one person from Europe comes every year and uses our link shop.freetalklive.com. I'm just saying, I know that a few do, but not very many. And then we have to look at, you know, a website upgrade or whatever it is, you know, maybe bringing a lawyer on retainer or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to the commissions that we get through these links that we have as to whether or not it is worth having, you know, having that. So if we make $15 per year on Europeans, and I imagine if it's less than 100, whatever it is, directly. If we make less than $100 on Europeans, is it worth a website upgrade? The answer is no.
No. No.
So now, are we going to block Europeans? No.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
They can come sue us. We don't care.
There is this thing called jurisdiction, and this is what a lawyer is probably going to tell you, a U.S. lawyer. They can come up with a judgment in the EU, but actually getting it enforced in the United States is going to be really, really difficult.
Yeah.
Because there's no equivalent law in the United States yet, anyway. There are talks about introducing an equivalent. I think there actually has been an equivalent introduced, but we don't have anything yet.
Still hasn't passed, fortunately.
Right, fortunately.
There's been yucky internet stuff pass, but it hasn't been that.
Yeah, and hopefully it doesn't pass. Several non-EU-based websites and publishers responded to the GDPR by simply blocking all EU visitors. And after several months have passed, these blockades are still in place. Europeans who try to access newspapers such as the New York Daily News or the Dallas Morning News are not getting in. And USA Today redirects them to a separate portal that offers a European experience. So, I mean, yeah, you're basically getting censored by the result of these laws that are being put in place, and you're narrowing your world view.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get outside views, and that's a very dangerous thing to any kind of a democracy.
Yeah, well, I think that that's true for the United States, and has been. The United States is basically so vain. People in the U.S. are just so patriotic that they don't consider the news mm-hmm. from other countries to be really of much consequence. I pay extra special attention to the news from outside the United States that's reporting on the U.S. because, yeah, I want to know what they think out there.
Yeah, I agree. Even Unroll, this is really funny, actually. Even Unroll Me, Unroll.me, which offers people a handy tool to unsubscribe from mailing lists, is off limits. So basically a site to sort of gain back some of your control yeah. over your experience, is you can't use that service anymore. It's a small service, and they don't want to comply, or they can't comply.
It's just not worth it.
Right, exactly.
There's so many services out there that people are doing as hobbies to see if they can get the business off the ground. Europe isn't as big of a market as the United States. And if it's freer to do business in the United States than it is to do business in Europe, and more profitable, then that's what you're going to do.
I'm not even sure it's a smaller market. I think the United States the United States might actually be a smaller market than Europe. In terms of population, it's smaller.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
But you might be right. It might be larger in terms of, like, dollars that, you know, actually get
so.
Spent and things like that. It is a very large market relative to pretty much anywhere else. Stumbling upon one of these GDPR blocks this week, it raised a question. What will happen if the EU decides to implement Article 13 of the proposed new copyright law next year?
I am curious as to what's going to happen here. I hadn't heard about this at all, and I find it frightening. I don't live in Europe, so it doesn't bother me as much. But
well, it could affect you just because it doesn't
right,
work.
That's how they do this
when they
implement it in coal mines.
When Google implements it, something for Europe, it's going to affect U.S. probably.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year, and every day it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.